everyone. Welcome to a special edition episode of Off Topic with Nick and Sean. Today, we are reporting live. Today, we are reporting live. It is a special issue. It's very important and it's very pressing. We're joined in studio today by our super senior sports analyst, Matthew Langley. Basically, the letters from the fans came in and we needed more sex appeal.
Yeah, let's put it plainly. They said, we're hearing these guys' voice, mm-hmm. and we're not thinking they're sexy.
So that's, I said, hey, I know a sexy guy. I know a fellow beer boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's bring him in. So welcome Matt Langley to the show.
Welcome, Matt.
Hey, great to be here, guys.
Don't talk too much.
I still don't know what to do with my hands.
Just don't touch me with them, and we should be good. Also, back to the show. We thought he was dead.
We thought we killed him.
From breast cancer. But he made it back. Dave Stevens, everybody.
Welcome, Dave.
Yeah, how's it going?
Dave is set. Very Eeyore tonight.
Tried killing me.
That's what happens when you leave your own pants in another man's oven.
Oh, yeah, man. It's true.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Won't be the last.
Will not be the last.
I often leave my ovens on other men's pants. Leaves for an awkward morning.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. Where are my pants?
You can't really sneak out then. It'd be very loud.
Yeah. It's warm, though.
Should we talk about today's topic?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Okay.
I thought we did.
So, no, that was it. So, today's topic, we are going to discuss our favorite, personal favorite, non-conventional sports played in, you know, pretty much any movie.
Yes.
But, you know, how many movies actually feature, like, non-conventional sports?
I can't think of a single one. I guess it's done.
Well, then the episode's over. So, it was nice having you on. Thanks.
I got a good one.
Let's talk about
it.
So that's what we're going to discuss, Dave.
Here comes the pitch.
A non-conventional sports, or is it, so it's a
non-conventional,
sport
in a movie. It doesn't have to be a non-conventional sports
movie.
It just has to be featured.
I think it was on Lifetime. There was a women's basketball movie I was watching the other day.
Dude, women?
Was it called Double Team with those two blondes from the Disney Channel?
That's the name of that movie?
Yeah, pretty sure, dude. I'm pretty sure. I know. I swear to God. It sounds like I was making a perverted joke, but I wasn't. I was referencing a real
double
movie.
Double team.
This summer, can you get double teamed?
Oh, wow.
You know?
I imagine the guy who played Newman in Seinfeld is the coach of that team.
He's actually, he plays the blonde.
Oh, why is one of the blondes? Oh, wow. It's an attractive duo.
Yeah.
But Dave... Do you have a serious one?
Do you have a real one, Dave?
Game they play in the Road to El Dorado.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a obscure reference, dude.
Everyone knows that reference.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that
Netflix.
Movie.
The Road... Okay, so if you haven't seen it, go ahead and pause it right here. Mm-hmm. Go on Netflix, turn on The Road to El Dorado. It's an animated feature film.
This is live, though.
81 minutes.
This is live.
Well, then, you know, still watch it simultaneously. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
And actually, this podcast is going to sync up to the movie, kind of like Dark Side of the Moon syncs
up
to
if you play this soup, exactly. Exact same. So what movie? So we're talking about The Road to El Dorado.
Okay, dude.
And the game
that's
that
a
they
great
play.
Game.
Let's talk
Armadillo
about the
is used as the bar.
Armadillo.
It's
well, it's, you know, it's not a... It is by the guys to cheat.
Exactly.
Yes.
But then the Armadillo gets a little too dizzy from being bounced around.
But the twist was, what happens when they win, dude?
They
win the right to be sacrificed.
They win.
That's originally what they do, but in the movie, they're going to sacrifice the losing team.
Oh, that's BS.
That's how it is. Yeah.
You hate to see that. Thanks a lot, Disney.
Saddam Hussein was a
I guess we're giving trophies to everybody nowadays.
That's how it is. Even
making
even,
a generation of softies.
Even the Disney Channel, dude.
Yeah. Double team.
You
they
better
both got
believe,
trophies.
You better believe I was dying to win every single T-ball game, so I wasn't going to be sacrificed.
That's how it was. When you were a kid, man, that's how it was.
That's how it should be. Yeah.
Parents should be able to hit their kids in public.
Step one.
Step one.
Okay.
And then step two, they should
hit
be
your
able
kids.
to What'd you say?
You can. You do hit.
You
your
do
kids
hit them.
Step, two.
Step one, you can. Step two, you do.
Step two,
you
never with a closed fist.
No. Never with a closed hand.
Never with a closed hand. Never with a closed hand.
Never the last word. The last word isn't enough, so you have to slap her around a little bit.
You did, man. You'd have to put. You just have to put your chin right on the top of the T-ball holder, and then the coach just
right to the jugular.
Yikes. I don't remember that as a kid. That's probably from all the head damage.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I just never messed up.
Yeah. Sean apparently lost a lot of games.
Now, are you referring to my demeanor or my disfigurement?
Both.
Yeah, I want to bring up a sport that, you know, it's from an interesting movie. How about this movie, guys? It's not necessarily known for the sport, but the sport is pretty fucking cool in it. Starship Troopers. They play that football, future football game.
Is
it's so fucking cool.
Yes. They're in like those fucking crazy suits that make them high and stuff. Damn, those cool.
And Johnny Rico beats the shit out of that smart, dumbass guy that hits on Denise Richards.
Smart, dumbass guy.
When he gets his brain sucked out, he's like,
yeah.
That is true, dude. He gets
love
his brain
that.
Sucked out.
Hate that.
You know what that sport reminds me of?
That guy is such a scumbag.
He's such a scumbag.
He looks like such a scumbag.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the guy, and maybe it's the same actor. He reminds me of the guy from A Knight's Tale who's like, you've been weighed and you have been found wanting.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
it's not the same guy. It's not.
No, it's definitely
I think that guy's like French or something.
Yeah.
Really.
Probably, dude.
But
that's Gerard Depardieu, too.
Guys, dude. Those aren't even the closest.
They kind of look the same. They both kind of look
the dark hair guy, the curly hair.
The bad guy who has the spear point in his fist.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that sport's cool. I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay. Would you consider it a sport? And Gerard Butler's in it, where he's getting controlled by someone.
Oh, that game.
Is that a game?
That's a game.
Sure.
It's like
bring it up.
You know?
Games are sports.
People are dying.
That's what matters.
Is professional gaming a sport? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's universally accepted, so.
In China.
Well, universe plus China.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, beer boys.
They make up most
beer boys.
They make up most of the universe anyway.
Right.
In any case, you were saying about the
what about that game, the Gerard Butler, Gerard Butler?
Are you just bringing it up?
I was just bringing it up.
Thanks for bringing it up and having nothing to.
Yeah, that's all I'm here for. You know,
I remember that Ludacris is in that movie.
Get them out the way. Probably one of the funniest music videos I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude, he's got the big hands. What does he have, like a big hand or a big foot or?
Oh man. So, what's the movie we were talking about originally?
Death Race.
Oh, no, actually, they never got brought up.
Never got brought up. Dude, here's a question. Is walking around the ghetto of an inner city beating things up with a giant hand a sport? Because then I would like to submit a video.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Oh, damn it.
So, let's actually get to our first that we're actually going to talk about.
I thought we've been talking about.
Right, realistically, mention...
Number five!
If we're gonna do a countdown format...
Think we were doing countdown.
I think we only have two things. Why are we starting at number five?
Let's just say we're going to start at number five.
Making moves.
I said we're going to start at number five, and as we move down the list, it makes absolutely no difference. We might actually get to one. We might not get to one.
Okay, well, here's what I'm saying.
Let's
go ahead and assign the ones we've already discussed numbers, because I think that sport from Starship Troopers is good, dude. I think that's number
four. Okay, number four. Now back to number five.
You only went down one number.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't even going to jump to, like, two or three.
Hey,
make sure you crack the top five. Give me some credit.
No, dude, I'm saying it's tied at number five. It's a tie.
Okay,
with
dude,
what?
What is it tied with?
I don't know.
Anything
Whatever
else?
Talking about for number
Anything
five?
Anything else?
Gamer? The movie Gamer?
No, dude. I don't even think Gamer's in the top five, dude. Can we talk about a realistic one, which I think is realistically? Let's talk Death Race, dude. Death Race 2000.
Okay, are we talking remake or original?
No, we're not talking remake. We're talking about original, dude. We're talking about David Carradine.
Sylvester
Stallone, one of his very earliest roles that weren't porno films.
Machine Gun Joe Viterbo.
And so, so you want to get the vibe that this is an Italian man, but you also want to get the vibe that he goes very fast, and you want to get the vibe that he could potentially be dangerous. So you throw a machine gun in there to make him sound dangerous. to make him sound Italian.
Italian.
And Turbo to make him sound fast.
Well, also Joe. His name's
and Joe. Like, Joe sounds like a plumber, plumber name from Jersey.
Then he wears, like, a... He's got, like, a suit on. Like, an old, like, kind of zoot suit mafioso outfit.
You're right, he does.
Outfit.
You're right.
And so then on the hood of his car is a giant Bowie knife, which is just wrench thrown into those
dude,
plans.
Whip on the hood of the car was in the giant Italian flag.
It's a giant Italian sausage.
A plate of spaghetti.
So, is the sport from this movie gratuitous boob shots?
There is a lot
because
of gratuitous boob shots.
It definitely wins if that's the sport.
It is.
We've pod racing.
Oh,
Star Wars.
Man.
Oh, wow.
We overlooked the big thing there.
Okay.
No, that's a real sport, though.
But that's
yeah,
a real
no,
sport.
Yeah,
right.
It's based in
I
plateau.
Wouldn't say it's non-conventional. On our planet or our universe, perhaps.
Well,
in our galaxy.
Speaking for someone who's been there.
It's not conventional.
It's not conventional.
Trust me.
Hey, listen, even in the movie, it's weird.
Don't even
coming from
how
someone who's lived through a death race, that's not that weird.
By that, you meant you went and saw the remake at a movie theater and you survived the
survived.
Entire
Do you
year.
Remember the scene in Death Race when they're putting the sick people from the hospital out on the road?
Out
yes,
the road, yeah.
You get extra points if you hit them.
And you're like, oh, you get the extra points. He's in, what's his name?
Iron Joe Viterbo.
No, not Machine Gun.
Frankenstein.
What's his name?
Kill Bill is David Carradine.
Yeah, but what is Frank? It's not just Frankenstein.
It's just Frankenstein.
Casanova Frankenstein.
Oh,
no, that's for
Mystery
Men. Mystery
Men, dude.
No, it's just Frankenstein.
It is Frankenstein. But anyway, Frankenstein, like, instead of running over the old people, he runs over the hospital attendants.
He hits the nurse.
Who wheeled
dude,
him out, dude.
What if he had a pod racer?
That would sound something like that.
It does sound like
oh,
well, no, there's one that also has the.
Oh, yeah. Doing the spinning things?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a perfect.
Oh, my God. Dave actually brought a pod racer to
and
the
there's
studio.
There's one
tonight.
In the studio.
I got it on loan from the kid who played Anakin Skywalker while he's in prison
he
for outrunning the cops.
Yeah, on it.
Well, he couldn't outrun the cops that well. He's in prison.
Well, you remember his pod was always kind of a piece of shit.
You're right,
true.
It did break down.
Choppings!
Char-char, oh man.
Man.
Racist
worst
character
ever.
Everybody loved him.
Thought he was kind of an asshole.
That was his mother talking.
Yeah.
Wasn't the idea was he was supposed to, he was like a racial stereotype?
Yeah, yeah.
Or something?
I can't imagine for
what him. Would you say he was?
I don't know. Polish people.
Yeah.
I think it was really making fun of the white male. What's always under fire.
It was picking,
I am sick
it was
and
picking
tired.
The white male apart.
I'm sick
and
tired of living in a society that oppresses me as a white
exactly.
male so strongly.
It's like where is there a safe haven for white men in the world?
I don't know.
Gap.
When
the
I was
gap.
Gonna say
gap.
I was gonna say
gap.
Funny as shit.
Gap.
It's
gap. The gap.
I'm going
true.
To
myself
the banana
sweater.
Republic. I feel safe here.
There's all these guys hiding.
The
dude,
white
okay.
man. He walks in.
Is this cool?
Yeah.
Or because he had to shop there because it was expensive.
He didn't want to wear stuff that other people could afford.
What's the point of having money?
What's the point of having money? So, Death Race, that was one.
That's good, dude.
We're jumping the
number
pod
four.
Racing. Pod racing might be pretty low, though. That one's pretty
number
low.
One.
Well, it's right there with nice
straight
color.
Yeah, that's another one. Racing one. That's another racing one. That's a tough to get. Get behind.
Yeah. Two racing ones. Yeah,
two
racing
ones. The biggest fair. The biggest sports and movies are racing.
What about Speed to Victory, the Jeff Gordon story?
How about Ben-Hur?
Chariot racing?
Chariot racing.
Yeah, but that was a pretty popular sport.
Pretty badass scene as well, dude. That guy that really got run over by a chariot?
Yeah.
From that and died?
You know Liam, or no, not Liam, Leslie Nielsen was supposed to be Ben-Hur, and he said the script was too boring,
mm-hmm.
and he gave it to Charlton Heston.
Well, that's interesting.
He said what? Afterward that I don't think they wanted Charlton Heston, but they had to pry the script from his cold, dead hands.
All right, we'll let you do the movie.
We'll let you do the movie. He pulled a gun out on him. That's actually what happened.
Come on, you sons of bitches.
So, let's make some sense of what we have.
Yeah, sure.
Charlton
Heston. Death Race 2000.
Death Race 2000 at number 5.
Yeah, if we're going to rank it.
We've got the football-like sport from Starship Troopers at number 4.
Yeah.
We've got pod racing at number 3.
Sure.
We've got...
Number 2.
Number 2. Coming in at number 2 is being hunted by human beings while you run for your own life in The Running Man.
The Running Man.
Number 2. Yeah.
So, there it is, you know. Guess who's in that one?
Surprise, 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 surprise.
Surprise. Welcome to the party, pal.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Richard Dawson. Is that Richard Dawson
impression? It was. Yeah, I don't do a good one. It's my Austrian Richard Dawson.
Well, everyone knows that Richard Dawson really is Austrian.
Yeah.
No, but he really is, what is he? Scottish? He really is.
Polish.
No.
Mm. Oh, he's not American?
No, he's not.
That's probably why he was wooing all those women.
Yeah, exactly. Family Feud. Yeah, he was in, remember he was in Hogan's Heroes?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was because in Hogan's I'm not Heroes. 62 very... years old.
Well, you know, I am, as everyone here knows, I am 64 years old.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Could you imagine if there was...
Just like, one of us was
64. One of us are 64
And you also old. Went to college with us and stuff. It's just like...
It's like best buds.
And you still look the same, too.
Well, that's even weird.
You're that guy in the ads who's like, I'm 64. And you're going to check.
Exactly.
Those guys are. Those are real ads.
I've seen them, dude. You can see them in the picture.
I know. That's why I take those supplements. That's the reason.
I wanted a body, so I got a Bowflex. Yeah. Now I look like this.
Now I look like this.
15 minutes a week, 3 days a dime. Bowflex XL.
Man. Dude, when I was a kid, though, and you saw those Bowflex commercials during,
here's
like,
the thing,
during
dude,
like Monday Night Raw,
yeah.
You know?
Here's the thing. Bowflex used FlexBar technology.
FlexBar.
That was patented, and it works, you know? You're getting tension not only when you go down, but when you come back up.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen with any other form of weights.
No, exactly, it doesn't. And you know who I think first developed that? The boys over at NASA.
You know who?
They're using that in the rocket ships.
You know who first came up with the idea, though? The beer boys.
Here's to the beer
Brilliant.
Boys.
Brilliant!
Brilliant!
Came up with that first, too.
Yeah.
Problem is, we forgot about it.
Yeah, forgot to patent it.
Right.
Yep.
I shot on the pen!
Yeah, came up with those commercials.
That guy's holding a set of rollerblades.
Rollerblades,
certainly. That's rollerblades.
And this commercial came out in 2003.
Yeah.
What fucking rock has this guy been living under that is 2003 and he's got
a set of
inline skates? He goes...
And they were like super modern ones too. So he, when he invented these in like 1966, they were top of the line. Crazy. And
oh no, I'm imagining this guy literally invented these in 2003.
He didn't have rollerblades.
Had never ever
that's funny.
Never
okay.
ever seen these
okay.
and somehow was like woke up in a cold sweat one night.
Oh my
and
god.
Just,
oh my god.
Rollerblades. I have this idea.
Yeah. Like it's like a beautiful mind stuff.
Yeah.
Right okay. like a chalkboard.
You know who could have used some rollerblades? Arnold Schwarzenegger's character in The Running Man.
He did use some rollerblades.
He used ice skates.
Was
ice
Sub-Zero,
skates.
Now
no.
Plane Zero.
What a nice. Great movie.
Well, so that's number two there, sport, you know,
right? Barely
away.
Really talked about
pretty
the movie
sweet.
At all, but it's okay.
We said Richard Dawson. What
so
else more
saying,
do you have
what
to
else
fucking
you say?
Say
about the movie? It's it.
So, you know, number one.
Number one. The number one best, most obscure, non-conventional
sports movie.
In a sports event in a movie.
Bugs Bunny and the Looney Tunes Squad.
Sorry, incorrect.
I don't know, dude. Quidditch?
Invalid.
Quidditch is very badass.
Dude, Quidditch.
It's badass.
It's badass.
That is
badass. That nice.
Okay, number one, Quidditch.
See, I told you fucking threw out the numbers too early.
Dude, you're right.
That should have been an honorable mention. I
Damn,
think
well, what's number one? Dude, we didn't even do Rollerball yet.
Maybe Rollerball is number
maybe
one.
Rollerball's a sweet fucking game. There's motorcycles and shit. And
not in
the,
the sport
they're playing.
They
have motorcycles in the original.
That's pretty sweet.
I
oh, dude, the
Tron
has
Tron,
that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
was like a fucking race game where
yeah.
and then you hit the wall.
Okay.
Oh, see, I
one wrong turn could mean your life.
Yes.
I was thinking of the highlight game they play where the ground
oh, that's
gets
cool
destroyed.
Too. Let's just say all of it, dude. That whole movie is basically a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Or is it?
Maybe or is it
reality?
There now.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was watching that before I came over.
Were you really?
It was on Sundance.
Just that music video.
I love that movie.
But it's him dancing still.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck
me real hard. Honorary beer boy.
What's the number one?
Buffalo Bill? Not the actor.
Not the actor. Buffalo Bill the beer boy.
Ex-serial killer.
Well, you're never really an ex-serial killer. Yeah. Like, stop being a serial killer.
No, just stop being
a serial killer. I used to.
Well, guys, I'm back to a serial killer.
He's a recovering serial killer. Every day is
You know I've got a serial killer.
Every day's a challenge.
I became a serial killer when I married Cynthia.
I mean, here's the thing. If hunting is sport, and then
that's
hunting's
true.
Most dangerous game.
Man.
Buffalo Bill. Boom. Number one.
Buffalo Bill is the number one sport.
There it is.
So you heard it here first.
Okay, so I mean, are we gonna really do that?
I think it's pretty
funny.
It hunts
the people a lot.
I think it's pretty funny.
It hunts the people. It puts the nuts in the basket! Remember that scene? That loses it.
Dude, I've never seen a better athlete in his prime than that scene.
That's true.
Oh, was she a great big fat person?
She's like a great big fat person.
He's a good enough athlete that he could beat both play on the men's and the women's side.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay, it's been proven.
Buffalo
Bill.
So
there he is, dude. Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Remember that Joe Dirt one? What was his name? Buffalo Bob.
Buffalo Bob. I heard you put some stuff in your bum hole.
Yeah, dang. Put a road flare up your bum hole. What? Yeah. None of that happened.
Shove a road flare up your bum hole. He goes, ooh, raw.
Ooh, raw. All right, dude. I was going to mention that.
But dude, honorable mention, rollerball.
Yeah. Honorable mention, I'd say rollerball. Badass game, dude.
Yeah.
That they play. Dangerous.
Rebecca Romijn
plays killed.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about new rollerball, even. Forget the James Caan one. The new one was truly bad.
The Scott Caan one.
Scott. That would have been genius. But no, the Chris Klein.
Chris
is that
Klein
his name?
You're right.
And
LL
Cool J.
He gets killed, though.
Man. Not LL Cool J of country music fame.
Yes, racist country music song, LL Cool J.
It's very true.
Yeah.
But no, nevertheless, he's
shout
great,
out to Murderball.
Also, old Taktoff is in it. One of the original UFC fighters is in it. The Russian Bear.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to two movies. One, Escape from LA for the basketball scene.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty cool. Snake Plissken.
He has to make those like three. How many baskets?
He has to make ten.
Ten points in like less than like a minute.
I think
something.
It's 10 points in yeah. Like,
it was like,
but they had to be on opposite ends.
Opposite ends. Yeah. Steph Curry tried it. Didn't he? Couldn't do it. Snake
so they
Plissken,
killed him.
A one-eyed white man.
He had
5'8".
No depth perception.
No depth perception. He
no
didn't
depth
need
perception.
It.
Well, that was the thing. When he throws that whole full court shot at the end, he thought he was on the free throw line.
Yeah, he thought it was a dunk.
He tried to think Michael Jordan Space Jam dunked it.
I better make your basket. So he says.
Yeah, I love that fucking thing.
I only got one eye.
So you remember when he surfs with
oh yeah, it was like sharks and
dude,
shit.
Dude, I'll tell you what, the special effects hold up.
They still hold up, man. Yeah.
You know, looks as good now as it did back then. You
yeah,
know?
It looked like they were in a video game.
Yeah,
dude.
Kurt Russell actually wasn't even in the film. They
no,
just,
it was
they
digital.
Just digitally put
kind of like Arnold in the new Terminator Genesis.
There's actually one scene, it's a cardboard cutout and it falls over in one part. Bruce Campbell has to quickly grab it and pick it up.
So, shout out to that movie and a shout out to Ready to Rumble for its depiction of professional wrestling.
Oh, dude,
and
that
King.
That like three level cage, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty
what
fucking
a, what
cool,
a cool,
dude.
Match.
And
now you're saying
his,
this because
name?
They make wrestling look fake, right?
Yes.
Wrestling's not fake.
That's not wrestling.
Mom is right. You're wrong,
dude. No, but that is a great movie. And I will
rule you.
Give him the
what's
the
actor's name, dude?
Oliver Platt.
Hey, here's a piece of trivia. Oliver Platt plays Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, it does.
It's the 10.
The 10, dude.
So that's cool.
Hilarious. Final turnaround, dude.
Boom.
Even though it makes really no.
And the Running Man was like number 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, number 1 on the list, Buffalo Bill.
New friends.
And you know, tune in for updates from the Beer Boys. Tune in next time. Let's get a preview for next week. There's blood everywhere!
I told you to. I told you to point the gun at, not to shoot him. I'm so gonna sell you out, man. You're going to jail.